I've been really missing some fried chicken, and I don't know why, because I don't eat it very often on the planet, but boy, what I wouldn't give for a nice box of fried chicken at this time. Over. Hey, Mary, you bet it is. In fact, it took me 2 weeks to figure out how to do things, because everything floats away all the time. In fact, even with all of our experience, sometimes things get away from us, and we have to kind of go look for them. And the best place to find something that's floated away that we don't know where it is we go to a ventilation duct, and it's usually that sucks, it has a screen, and usually it sucks the missing piece into it, onto the screen, and then we know where to find it. But it's really tricky sometimes, over. Hello, McKenzie. Yeah, you know, most of our meals, we don't have a microwave or refrigerator, so everything is freeze-dried or just kind of like in cans. And so we have a small food warmer, and we have hot water here that constitutes our food. But I'm not supposed to have up here, believe it or not. But doing is working really hard just for the future, not just for you kids, but for so that you and your kids and your kids' kids can all have a better future. Over. We just flew over Canada and are headed right towards the east coast of the United States. And as soon as we're finished, I'm going to go look for some new hurricanes that are in the Atlantic Ocean. Over. Every day, so falling asleep isn't really tough, but it's really nice. It's like sleeping on air because we don't have a pillow, we don't have a bed, we have a little sleeping bag that we just tie to the wall, and I'm standing up because it doesn't matter if I'm standing up or lying down, the feeling's the same. So I just kind of stand up and just close my eyes, and it's a really nice feeling. I sleep very well in space. Over. Well, Blaze, we sent up a whole bunch of tools when we first started flying the space station, pretty much just like any other tools that you might see in somebody's toolbox on the planet. You know, we have all the same wrenches and screwdrivers. We use both English units and metric units for our toolbox. And then we have some specialized tools with extra big handles that we can take outside because our space gloves aren't so accurate, so we can use our space gloves on these tools with the big handles. So we have a set of tools for the inside and a set of tools for the outside. Over. Well, Sarah, I think you're best to come out into space. People used to ask me what my favorite planet was, and I would say Mars or Saturn or something. Now my favorite planet is planet Earth. Over. Well, Janice, really great to hear your voice. It's really nice talking to the students. And I used to be a student myself, and any advice I can give is just be a good person, always do the right thing if you can. Stay in school, study hard, and then do your job as best you can. So be good, study hard, and sometimes in life things won't go the way you want, but never give up. I never gave up on my dreams, but now every day I'm flying aboard the space station and I couldn't be happier. So it's my pleasure to talk to you all today. Wishing you all the best from the International Space Station. This is Mike Singh, NASA Science Officer. Goodbye.
That's about it on this side, guys. He's starting to fade out for me.